Oasis Audio presents The Lighthouse Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Lighthouse for Sale. The visit to Aunt Jane came to an end. Now, after so many years, Aunt Jane was married to Andy Bean. Nobody called her Mrs. Bean. This pleased her very much. Everyone called her Mrs. Andy, and that pleased Andy. Grandfather Alden called his four grandchildren to him and said, "I think we should go home now. Aunt Jane and Andy want to go away on a wedding trip."
"I wonder where," said Benny. "I bet they are going around the world. Andy told Aunt Jane that she would never have a dull moment."
Henry laughed. "I can believe that," he said. "Andy is never still." Violet said,
"Aunt Jane looks so young and well, doesn't she, Jessie?"
"Yes," agreed Jessie. "Ever since Uncle Andy came home, she has been very happy.
I agree with you, Grandfather. I think we ought to go. We don't want to stay on the farm without Aunt Jane."
So they packed their bags to go home. Aunt Jane helped Jessie make a picnic lunch. All the goodbyes were said, and Henry started the car.
"Here we go,"
Benny cried. And so they started for home. At least that was what they planned. Henry said,
"Let's have a change and go home by the beach road."
Henry drove the station wagon down the beach road. They could see the ocean most of the way. After about an hour, Benny said,
"I'm hungry."
"You are always hungry."